The text verses for the sermon this morning comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Mark is the oldest gospel in our Bible. Both Matthew and Luke made use of Mark as a source of their own accounts of Jesus' life on earth. It's also remarkable to see how these three gospels differ on their recollection of events. Mark does not have a Christmas story like Matthew and Luke. But what is remarkable that Mark took the message of Christmas and made it his own. Christmas to him is about the coming of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us here and now. And this is exactly what Mark is telling with the baptism of Jesus. God is reassuring humankind that he is with them in Christ. He came to us in Christ. And through Christ, we are part of a relationship with him in faith. And Mark says a few things in this passage that need some explanation for us living today. He says that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee to be baptized. Just a few sentences earlier, it was said that everyone had to turn away from their sins in order to be baptized. Now Jesus comes from Galilee, the province the Jews regarded as sinful because it was the place where the heathens lived, the Gentiles. Galilee was the border province of Israel to Syria, and Nazareth was such an obscure village that it's never mentioned in the Old Testament or any other non-biblical literature. Matthew and Luke indicate that this was Jesus' hometown. Mark is not saying that. He just says he came from Nazareth. He implies it. He's saying to us, God looks differently at people and places. Although Nazareth was so obscure, Jesus came from that place. He was baptized in a Jordan. The river Jordan was over 200 miles long. And we do not know exactly the place where Jesus was baptized. No gospel writer tells us exactly where. They just all agree it was the river Jordan. Mark is also known as the gospel who hides the secret about Jesus' identity till the end. It's only in the end that the disciples realize who Jesus really was. Also in our reading today, it's only Christ that sees and hears the supernatural manifestations when he comes out of the water. The true identity of Jesus is concealed from the characters of the story. And also when he records the baptism, three things set Jesus' baptism apart from all the others who have been baptized. First, Jesus saw the heaven being torn open. This forceful verb, being torn open, in Greek, skissimenos, split, means and reflects a metaphor of God's breaking into human existence, into human experience, to help and save and deliver his people. Second, Jesus saw the Spirit descending on him like a dove, in a visible dove-like form, but not in a dove-like way. The dove imagery probably symbolized the Spirit's creativity according to Genesis 1, verse 2. In the Old Testament times, the Spirit came upon people to empower them for special service. The coming of the Spirit on Jesus implies and says that yes, Jesus is now empowered by God for His mission and the task to save humanity from sin. Yes, by baptizing others with the Spirit, as John predicted. And the descent of the Spirit is suggested by Isaiah. But the source of the comparison of the Spirit to a dove is uncertain. Because also, this comparison and this metaphor never occurs in the Old Testament or any other non-biblical literature. But to Mark, this was very important to say to his readers that Jesus was called by God for a special mission. Third, Jesus heard a voice from heaven. The words expressed God's unqualified approval of Jesus and his mission. In the first declaration, "You are my son," the words "you are" confirm Jesus' unique relationship with God the Father. At his baptism, Jesus begins his official role as God's chosen one, as the anointed one, the one whom God loves. And this whom he loves is a very descriptive way to say that a special bond between God the Father and Jesus. Jesus was truly human, but Jesus was also God. Mark is telling his readers and us that Jesus is the expected Son of God. At his baptism, God confirms that Jesus is his Son. And the striking message is, God touched our world, our reality, with his presence. God came very near to everyone who believes in him. In our day, people tend to freak out when it comes to meeting celebrities. I heard once the Lady Provost of Edinburgh speaking about her meeting with the world's leading astronauts in the city. She said that she could hardly believe that she was actually meeting these famous people who experienced space. When she touched one astronaut's hand, she realized that she actually touched his reality. It was as if her hand was also in space. And she said thereafter, she did not even want to wash her hand. And just as she had a collective experience with the astronaut's reality, so do we have a collective and a mutual experience in faith with Christ. It is as if you and I are seeing and hearing the words and the vision of Jesus through faith. Every time we assemble before God through faith, every time we come in God's presence, we hear these words. It is as if the heavens also open and God is telling us that we are his beloved children. And the words of God are so comforting. It's so comforting to know that we are in Christ, the beloved children of God. It's so comforting, especially in times when it's hard for us. In times when we go through suffering and turmoil. It's then that this message becomes so powerful and so meaningful. It is then that we get renewed strength to carry on with our journeys. It is then that we feel that God is with us. And I also think that we can use the metaphor of Jesus in the water to understand our own circumstances. Sometimes we as believers find ourselves also in the deep waters, grasping for breath. Sometimes it is as though our world and our reality plunges us in the deep end of everything. Mothers have to cope with family life and work. Fathers have to cope with finances, work tensions, and a family. Children have to cope with the pressure of friends, unrealistic expectations from their parents, and an enormous load of schoolwork. Pensioners often have to cope with their unhappy, overworked, overstressed children and grandchildren, and even their finances. And our world has no sympathy for someone that is lying down. There is no respect for family life. There's no time for honest love and caring. Everyone must just make it to the top, wherever that may be. So, if you are feeling that you are drowning because of the pressures of this world, lift up your head this first Sunday of the new year and experience the comforting words of God. You are His beloved child for whom He cares and loves. And if you struggle to cope over a broken relationship, just focus on these words. You belong to Him. You belong to the Almighty God who knows your pain and hurt. And He will help you. And if you struggle with sickness, ill health, or undergoing some harsh medical treatment, listen again to these words. You are His child. And just like any parent, He will do everything in His power to help you in whatever way. He is there when you experience pain or any feelings of hopelessness. He is there when you have no one to talk to. He is there when you feel you are drowning. If you are struggling with depression and a low self-esteem, read the words in this passage over and over again. You are important to God. Never think that you are not important or unworthy in His eyes. You belong to Him in faith. You belong to the King of all kings. And He is reaching out to you. He's reaching out to you. And He will keep you safe in His loving arms. If you are dying of a terminal illness, just have faith in the Lord. He will come and take you away when the time is ready. But until that day, have the hope and trust the Lord. He will not let you carry a burden that is too heavy for you to handle. If you are grieving the death of a beloved one, remember these words and be comforted by God. God will wipe away your tears. God will help you in this new year. You are His beloved child. Whatever your circumstances may be, remember these words of God when He says to us, "You are my dear child. I am pleased with you." Nothing can separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ. May we walk this new year in faith. May we experience time and time again how God touches our reality. how he changes us. And yes, may we all pray that we see the miracles when it happens. Amen.